Hello.
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. So, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
40.
40. All right, thank you. What is your primary branch of the trade?
Mason, bricklayer.
Bricklayer. All right, thank you. Now, on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper or improver?
Journeyman.
All right, thank you. And yes or no, you currently working at the trade?
No.
All right, thank you. Now, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I took early retirement years ago. I haven't worked for quite a while. I'm still a member of the union, paying dues till I'm like 89. But
All right.
working's over. I'm still
Oh,
making.
I got you. Thank you. Now, yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
All right, thank you. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your own union membership?
No.
All right, thank you. Now moving on, thinking about the way, I'm sorry, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number there were this time last year?
About the same.
About the same, right? Thank you. Now, do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, I'm sorry, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Fewer. All right, thank you. Now, yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yeah, they probably got way too many.
All right, gotcha, thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. Now, thinking more generally about the economy, I'm sorry, and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
A lot more unemployment.
All right.
Bidenomics ain't working.
Gotcha. Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next year, or 2 years, I'm sorry, 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same, your economic situation?
Depends on the next election.
All right, thanks for sharing that. Now, switching gears a bit here, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Let me give you the options. Dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns.
What was that language on the jobs?
No, language problems, correct.
What would that be?
Well, it doesn't go like further, but I guess maybe like communication problems, like maybe some partners don't speak your language or something like that, I guess.
Mean like you got somebody in America can't even speak our language working on a union job? Is that what you're saying?
Probably, yes.
Well, that's not good. That's not right. if I can't understand an American, what the hell is he doing here, taking up a job with somebody else?
I got you.
That's my point of view, you know.
All right. No problem. That's fine. Now, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
All right. For each of the following pills, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated in a political canvassing?
Canvassing?
Oh, canvassing.
No.
All right. In picketing?
Pardon me, I got a bad connection here.
No problem. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit, not much, but...
All right. Have you participated in picketing?
Picketing? No.
All right. And have you participated in any union organizing?
No.
All right. Thank you. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
All right. Thank you. Now, changing the subjects to the word beyond the union right now, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. So let me give you the options and you can put it from one to the last one. So local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, radio, print or online newspapers, the internet or social media, cable news. Which one would you put in the top?
All right, cable news.
All right. The next one, what would be?
There is no next one.
You have the options local TV news, friends and neighbors, radio, print or online newspapers, the internet, or social media.
None of them.
I watch cable news,
certain cable news. I don't watch all cable news. A lot of cable news is lopsided, one-sided. So I watch other cable news to get the full picture. You can't get that from local channels. You can't get that from a newspaper. You can't get that from the internet, hardly. It's a lot of one-sided, pretty much bias.
Right.
Media bias going on.
Gotcha.
Now, I don't really believe anything I hear.
All right. That's fine. Now, which cable network is your preferred news source? Would you say Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, or another news channel?
Another.
All right. Thank you. Now, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Would you say immigration, healthcare, jobs, and the economy, education, support for labor unions, the environment, foreign policy, or something else? Which one is the most important to you?
I would say illegal immigration with all the terrorists coming across the border. Thanks, Joe. Get us blowed all to hell, Joe. Ignorant bastard. Yeah, immigration.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. Now, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon as standards to federally finance construction projects. So have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I've read about it, heard about it. I know what it is.
All right. So have you heard a little bit about it, some, or a lot?
Really nothing. I mean, I just know what it is. I don't hear nothing about it. You hear about some right to work states and, you know, they're trying
So as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Now, would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
Federal officials afford prevailing wage.
Pretty much the Davis Bacon Act, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
That's the prevailing wage act, more or less, right? Would a government official approve it or back it? Yeah, because probably getting a cut out of the project money, you know, mm-hmm. probably grease in somebody's pockets. So sure, politicians would go along with it.
All right. So would you say that's important then?
It's important to them, not to me. No.
Yeah. Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I would say that the last president did a hell of a lot better job at this president we got now, which is he's illegal. He's not doing such a good job. We got workers, hell, the whole auto industry's on strike. No, this president don't know what he's doing. It's a retread of the Obama administration. But the last president, for some reason or other, he did a hell of a job. So maybe he'll come back. We don't need no more Democrats. Not saying I'm Republican, but Democrat policy. Christ, I can't even go to town anymore without taking guns with me. Bite your way to gas station, get people trying to mug you and rob you at a gas station. Thanks, Joe.
I understand. Thanks for sharing that. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working condition. Now, which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Well, being a union man myself, the way I understand it, these guys want like a 40% pay increase, and they only want to work 32 hours instead of 40. You know what I say? Good luck. You're going to price yourself right out of a job. You know, as far as they're going to put the auto industry out of made in China. So go ahead and strike, you dumb bastards. 40% increase in pay. 8 hours less. I don't think that's going to fly nowadays. They'll get some illegals to take over, or a robot. Hell, robotics has taken over the auto industry. They'll just lay off these stupid humans, replace them with the machine, AI.
All right. So would you say then that you support then the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I think the auto workers are cutting their throat. You can take that any way you want it.
All right. Thank you. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. The first one is, his job as president overall, would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, strongly disapprove, or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
All right. His job with the health care, would you approve or disapprove? And you have the same option.
Strongly disapprove.
What about immigration?
He ought to be impeached and then shot when it comes to immigration. The guy's committed treason in more ways than one. You know, impeach him, try him, shoot him. He's a traitor.
All right. So would you say that you disapprove then?
Disapproving. If you want, yeah, I disapprove of Joe Biden. Sure do. He's illegal, illegitimate. I don't think he's going to make it to the next year. He looks pretty sad, stumbling around, can't even make a sentence. Yeah, I want the last president back, make the country great again, instead of what this son of a bitch is doing. How's that? Take that for a no or yes, however.
Thank you. Now, what do you think about what he has done with the economy? Well, do you approve or disapprove?
He's destroyed the economy. Jesus Christ, even a Democrat could realize that he's destroyed our economy. He's turning
into
a third world jungle banana republic, you know, letting all these illegals in to work. Hell, all he does is put them on food stamps and give them money. They don't have to work for nothing. kicking veterans out of nursing homes, let illegals live there. Thanks, Joe. Now,
All right. What about the job with the Foreign Affairs?
He's about to get us into World War III, the goofy bastard. He don't know what he's doing. Obama's still, Susan Rice running the show. They're going to get us killed. Obama's a Muslim. He's over there fucking around with Iran. He's going to get us killed. I'm all for Israel. He's, you know, he's got these people supporting the Palestinians. Why don't they move to Palestine? Half the Congress is Arabs, Muslims. All, you know, half the Democrat Congress people are some kind of towel-headed Muslim terrorist. Kick them out of Congress. Send them back to where they come from. You know, that's what I think about Biden's foreign policy.
All right. Thanks for sharing. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
All right. Just a moment. Now, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote 50-50, or you will not vote?
Certain.
All right. Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democratic Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for?
Donald Trump. For the third time.
All right. Yes or no? Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job, opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Do I find it useful to receive all that information?
Correct.
Yeah, I don't need no political advice from the union. But the other stuff about safety, yeah, I belong to the union. I still get their quarterlies and that, so yes.
All right, got you. Now, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
All right, thank you. Now, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just good.
All right. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? This is an open question. Just try to tell me what do you think.
What I see wrong, they do too much organizing. You know, it's good to get these other non-union masons, but you got to have the work to do it. What I've seen of this organizing, they get these people off the street, make them buy a car, and then they lay off a guy who'd been in a union for 10 years. They lay him off to make room for some dude that, you know, that's buying his card. They call it organizing. It's hard on the guy that's been there for 10 years because they got to lay somebody off to make room for the guy buying his card fresh off the street. He's an automatic journeyman. Boom, pay $500-$600. Damn, I'm a journeyman mason. Don't know how to lay two bricks together, but my God, I'm a journeyman mason making $30 an hour. Sorry, Joe Blow, been here 10 years. Got to make room for this guy. That's what they call organizing.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you. Now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Trying to save this country.
I'm sorry, what was that again? Can you repeat that?
Trying to save this country is what they ought to be worried about. Get away from the one-party, two-party bullshit. How about trying to save America from these socialists? We're being overran by socialist Democrats. Communists, you know what I mean, Marxist type.
All right, thank you.
Damn, it's going to be blue, gray, red, white, blue, black, white, you know, left, right. It's something's going to happen. I don't think we're going to have to worry about it much more in the days.
All right, gotcha. Thank you. Now, and what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text, job site, email, mail, or union meetings?
Mail, phone, telephone.
All right. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Probably 4 times.
Okay. And let me move on then to the next question. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, and we're done. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Or what?
Independent, probably.
I'm not talking about it, sir. I don't know.
No problem. That's fine.
I'm just trying to save. I vote for whoever thinks going to save America, not take it down the tubes like this bastard's doing.
No problem. Now, do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
You know, being a union man, I'm going to say I'm closer to Democrat, but I'm lying. Okay?
Okay.
Democrats, they want everybody to vote Democrat. All the union people are supposed to vote Democrat. But, you know, I think nowadays you pretty much got to think on your feet. To hell with what some idiot son of a bitch, you know, in Washington wants. I'll look around, see what's going on. I'll vote whatever I think's best. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Now, and just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
My race.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old white Trump voter. Is that a race? I'm Caucasian. Old white Caucasian male.
All right, thank you. Now, finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Say that again.
What is your first name?
How'd you get this number anyway? Did you go through the BAC or what?
Well, actually, the system sends the number randomly, sir.
Randomly? Yeah.
Yep.
Ralph.
Ralph, all right. Well, Ralph, I appreciate your time here. That was actually the last question of the survey. So thank you so much again, and I hope you have a good night.
Well, thank you. Hope you learned something.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Bye.